Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The tents are gone from a Boston encampment, but many people still linger in the area. More than 160 have been placed in housing, but many still go to the area near Massachusetts Avenue and Milne-Acast Boulevard for services. Some family members of loved ones who were living in the encampment question whether those services are adequate to address why so many people choose to live on the streets and whether they'll return when the weather gets warmer. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
On a recent unseasonably warm February day, dozens of people were lingering on Atkinson Street, but there were no tents. Most people congregated near the city's engagement center, which opened in December.
Basically, we provide a comfort zone for a lot of our homeless and substance use disorders.
Joe Phoenix with the Boston Public Health Commission manages the center.
We just provide a safe place for them to come, sit down, relax. Some of them been up all night.
Dozens of people were inside the center's main area, a large concrete-floored room with benches lining the walls and several long tables and chairs in the middle. Some were chatting with health workers, others watching TV. Some had their heads on the tables and appeared to be sleeping.
So it looks like there's, what, maybe 60, 75 people in here right now?
Yeah, right now. But normally when it's really cold or it's wet, we pretty much end up jamming in anywhere from 125 to 150 people. So, you know, again, we provide that place for them to come where they're comfortable.
About 350 people typically visit the center over the course of a day. There are showers, a laundry room, food.
Hot coffee, cereal, oatmeal, whichever we have out for breakfast.
Workers also help people get help. They send an average of 7 people a day to addiction treatment and connect people with transitional housing.
How are you, buddy?
How are you, sir?
Good to see you.
Thank you.
You guys are doing good, huh? Where are you at now?
The roundhouse, too. Good.
The Roundhouse is a hotel nearby where the city has leased rooms for housing. 63-year-old Gus Feliciano says it's the first time he's lived indoors in 5 years.
It took me almost 5 years or a little longer for me to get, you know, finally taking that first step towards having my own place.
Boston officials say they've placed 164 people from the encampment into housing since all the tents were removed on January 12th. Much of the housing also includes case managers helping with medical and behavioral health needs. Phoenix says treating people with dignity has changed the dynamics.
Morale is different out here. The whole feeling out here. And we all treat them with respect and we usually get it back most of the time. They're like family to us. We treat them all like family.
But some family members of those who were in the encampment are worried. For example, Alex. He's often gone to look for his 31-year-old brother in the Massancast area.
I've walked through there searching for my brother. You know, I've seen it firsthand. There's absolutely nothing attractive about it.
Alex doesn't want his last name used to protect his brother's privacy. Alex said his brother told him he had been beaten and robbed in the encampment, but he kept going back.
He said, you know, I just want friends. There's people down there that, you know, I can relate to. You know, these are my friends.
Alex told his brother he can't stay with him if he's using drugs. The last time he heard from his brother was about 2 months ago when Alex got a call asking to post bail because his brother had been arrested. Alex refused. 2 days earlier, his brother had fled an addiction treatment program, and Alex thought jail might be a better option.
There was that little bit of relief that, you know what, if he's there, he's safe. And it's not because I wanted him to go through, you know, any kind of pain or anything like that. I just wanted him to be alive.
His brother had agreed to talk for this story, but he stopped responding, and then his phone was disconnected. Alex has been told that his brother was placed in housing in Boston, but Alex believes what his brother needs most is long-term mental health treatment and strong oversight.
I don't think that housing is the best option. I don't think that giving him or anyone else that is going to all of a sudden make this problem disappear. It might make it disappear from Massancast.
Alex says the state has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on more than a dozen treatment programs for his brother. He hopes the attention on Massancast will lead to new ways to address mental health, substance use, education, and job training. Otherwise, Alex is concerned that the cycle of drug use and living on the streets will continue, especially once the weather gets warmer.
Each one of those people is a brother or a son or a daughter. You know, the amount of pain in just one city, just to think about how much that affects, you know, the families out there, it's almost unfathomable.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.